Welcome to Soul Lies, where the spiritual and the soul crosses paths. Stay tuned to learn ways to grow your spiritual understanding in order to reveal lies your soul believes. This podcast will help you learn the truth and propel you towards freedom in Christ Jesus. This is Jenny Fouts, licensed counselor in Louisiana at Christian Center Shreveport. Well, I hope that you guys are growing in your understanding of how offense works in your life and how offense can work in your family life, in your relationships, in your work, in every area, that you should run into someone who's rude behind the counter and all you wanted was fries, and yet they turn and are rude for some reason. It may have really nothing, absolutely nothing to do with you, but you've taken on the offense because how dare they? Every opportunity there is, you can be offended by something, which means you lose your peace. And if you lose your peace, you know you're not walking in the path that Jesus has for you, because it's through peace that we can love and we can have long suffering, we can have understanding, we can have compassion, we can have grace for those sort of things. So when the offense comes, after you've decided whether it was on purpose or not, then if not, maybe all you need to do is just forgive and let it go. Maybe you need to practice walking in peace and not being offended. Did you know there's actually times that you can choose not to be offended? You can actually choose that. When someone you know didn't mean it. But what if someone said something and they meant it? They meant to offend you. Sometimes, especially in family relationships, they mean to hurt you. They mean for you to be offended. So wouldn't it be a better idea for you to practice not getting offended, even if they wanted to offend you? Because then it doesn't give place for the devil to work inside your own soul and, you know, knocking at your door, bugging you. Because if you take on that offense, remember, it turns into bitterness. Well, what happens after you've held on to bitterness for a while and it just is kind of like this little pebble that's inside of you and it just kind of rolls around in there? Well, you begin to treat the person different. You begin to have a different kind of relationship with that person, whoever it is, family. Maybe you totally avoid them. So that bitterness can then turn into hatred. And hatred is not a good thing. So I'm going to read 1 John chapter 3, verse 15. And maybe you can understand what bitterness and hatred is. Whoever hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer who has eternal life abiding in him is going to heaven. He doesn't have eternal life in him because it's hatred. And hatred is like murder. When you have hatred in your heart, you're cursing the person. Now, we all know that our thoughts are extremely powerful. And that's a whole nother talk someday. But our thoughts are extremely powerful. And when we have these hatred thoughts, because what happens is we got offended. And that offended turns into hurt, turns into bitterness, turns into hate, because we go over and over that conversation. And we go over the conversation that we wish that we would have had. And we can think of all these things we wish we would have said, but now it's too late. So over and over and over, the offense goes. And it eventually does turn into that bitterness, turns into that hatred, and now it's turned into murder. Now you got this other spirit on you. So you can see why demons want you to be offended, and they want you to keep the offense. Because they want this offense to roll down this hill so that your soul becomes entrapped in their sneaky little ways. Because they are sneaky that way. But if you stop the offense right at the very beginning, through forgiveness, through choosing not to be for, you know, holding on to the offense, you can go and talk to the person, depending on your, you know, the relationship, and say, hey, that really hurt my feelings, or that really upset me when you said blah, blah, blah. Or when you did blah, blah, blah. When, you know, you didn't invite me at all. And, you know, why didn't you invite me to the dinner or to the party or to the whatever it is, right? So you can talk to them, because the Bible talks a lot about, if you have an offense, go to your brother, talk to them. Forgiveness and love. No matter what happens out of that place, you are going to have to walk in some level of forgiveness. And we've talked about forgiveness before. When there are very serious things done, it's goes more, not as much into offense. Offense is much more of what a person was saying to you. Offense is not a rape. That's a whole nother level of something totally different that we're not going to get into. So when I'm talking about offense, I'm talking about what happens in our casual interactions with people, because that's the most of the time, that's when offense comes, is in our casual interaction with people. Sometimes demons can get in there and re-wound an offense that has already been an offense. And, you know, you got offended again. Because demons are after to steal, kill, and destroy. Their plan is not convoluted. It's not convoluted. It's those three things: steal, kill, and destroy. So if they can get you offended, and they can get you into that place of bitterness, and that place of bitterness leads to hatred, that hatred leads to a murdering spirit. I mean, that's pretty much the way it goes. So you can either let your pride take you down that path, or you can put your pride into the hands of Jesus and begin to do what Jesus asked you to do, to forgive, to love, to go make it right. Those are the steps that you need to do to make that right, to let go. Sometimes with an offense, you can't go make it right with a person, but you can make it right between you and Jesus. And that's the most important thing. Make it right between you and Him, because you can't stay that way. Otherwise, you're going to let demons rule your life. You're going to let demons come in and do all kinds of things. So take those few steps when you are fighting with an offense. Maybe it's an old offense. Maybe you need to go and make it right. Maybe you don't. Maybe you need to heal first before you can even begin to offer any kind of conversation about the hurt or your experience of being offended. And then maybe there's a part of you that needs to quit being so offended by everything. Maybe there's a part of you that needs to start choosing, I am not going to be offended. You know, I don't have to be offended by any of these things. Doesn't mean that you're not going to have feelings. You can still have feelings. Jesus had feelings. Jesus was offended. And we know that Jesus was accused of all kinds of things that were not right. And he went to the cross not debating anything with them. He laid his life down. He laid his pride. Of course, we know pride is a sin, and he did not have pride as a sin. So, but he didn't walk in that place like I would probably walk in. But you have to begin to lay that down before the Lord Jesus and fully take that offense to Him. Now, if you're a person who's easily offended and who, you know, you find yourself being offended most of the time, then you have a problem, an issue with anger. You have a whole other problem with the issue of pride. You have a whole other problem that you need to deal with, because you find yourself offended all the time. Because that's not Christ either, to walk around being offended all the time. You have something broken in your soul from a past event that stays open, and it's like demons just take the dirt and, you know, brush it in there. Hey, let's put some more dirt in there. Let's put some more of this in there. Let's put a cactus in there. Let's grow this whole cactusy prickly place so they can stay offended all the time. Because you live in this low level of anger and frustration and disappointment and dissatisfaction with life. You find it difficult at times to get along with people in general. That's walking into a level of offense that goes a long way. A long way. So if that is you, you need to start in that place with Jesus and confess that as a sin, that you are easily offended. And ask for forgiveness. Ask for his help. Ask for his revelation. Ask for his insight into your heart and into your soul. Ask for that deep healing so that you can quit walking that way. And then seek peace, because that's what Jesus told us to do. Seek peace, not offense. Offense is going to come. Offense is going to come, and you can choose not to be offended. You can choose that. So I hope today that you can choose to not be offended. Begin to practice that choice of not being offended, which means you hold on to your peace. Choose to not be offended. Just practice and see how you do. Just experiment with yourself. See if you can do that well. See if you can't. Just practice and find out. Learn yourself. Learn what makes you tick on the inside and where you kind of get stuck in there. I hope that you guys have a very blessed day, and I hope you guys get to practice choosing to walk in peace and not offense. Thanks. Bye-bye. Soul Lies is meant for information only. It is not a substitute for counseling.